You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A happier Brayhead Arena tonight as the Clan win by 2-1 against the Manchester Storm. With me to reflect on the game, as always, is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, you'll be a happier man tonight after last week.
Yeah, I think definitely needed a response, and I thought we played pretty well tonight. You know, I thought Manchester had a good game plan. They executed their quality side. Like I said, Omar has done a great job with that group, and it shows. You know, it shows how they can win, you know, on any given night. And tonight, I thought defensively is a game we needed for a long time. I thought we were strong defensively. I thought when we were under pressure, we boxed out well, and I thought our D zone was pretty tight tonight. And, you know, we got timely going from Peter and Bexer in that second one, and we were able to close it out.
That's it, and a good character shown by the team tonight as well.
Yeah, you know, we just great character. That 1-0 game, you know, it's always tough playing in a 1-0 game. You wanna get that next goal and extend it, especially when in the third period. And you know, we ran that face-off play there at the end, and it's always good when you execute something that you work on. And you know, that was a huge goal, and then they come back with a pretty good response and make it 2-1, and we're back in the saddle. But I thought the way we defended and closed that game out was good to see.
Did it feel a bit nervy when they got one back as late as they did?
Yeah, I think, you know, but I think I felt the bench was confident. You know, I didn't feel that we were upbeat right away. We were, you know, the guys' body language was good. We were upbeat. We you know, we knew that we were going to have to dig in here and press. And I thought we controlled the next 3 or 4 minutes after they did that, and that's huge after a goal. And it's a good response, a good mental response from the group. So it was a tough game. I think it was an entertaining game from a fan's point of view, and back and forth, and you know, pretty low scoring game for the amount of offense on both sides. But goalies played well, and I thought it was a well ref game, and just a good night all around for us.
And you were missing four guys tonight as well.
Yeah, we got some injuries. We got the flu bug. I mean, I think everybody's got it in the world right now, it seems. But we're getting, you know, I think it zapped some energy levels on some guys tonight. And, but it, you know, and it allowed Jordan Bouessa to get out there, which is great. You know, we needed his energy. We needed his body because, like I said, we're struggling the old legs and stuff. It's been a long week, and I think there's a lot of teams in this league right now with some guys that are fighting it. But yeah, so hopefully tonight we can get rested up and refuel the tanks for what's going to be a tough game tomorrow.
You talk about Jordan there. He got his first point ever tonight as a pro hockey player. He had a chance just before it as well. He could have got a goal as well.
Yeah, I think the build-up was you know, every time he was on the ice, he had good shifts, and we tried to put him in good situations and offensive zone faceoffs, and you know, he makes some pretty good heads-up play. And like I said before, the kid, he's got some massive upside. He comes from a great family. He understands the game. He's almost old school in the way that he knows that he's got to do the little things and he's got to bide his time. And boys love having him around. And you know, I think the energy in the building when you know, it's the most I've ever seen for a guy that got an assist. You know, and on the bench you can see the boys, and they're racing to get that puck to make sure he got it. It was a good. It's always a good feeling when you get to witness that in a young guy in his career. You know, you remember, everybody remembers their first point and first goal, and you know, that's next for Jordo is to put one in the back of the net. But he was huge for us. He played some big minutes and gave our guys enough rest to close that out.
Have you been surprised by him? Has he done better than perhaps you expected when you first brought him in?
It's frustrating because, you know, obviously the season we haven't had opportunities to get him that ice where we're comfortable getting him out there. You know, we've been in tight games or we're chasing games, and you know, but he's you know, the deal, you know, before the season was, you know, his Monday to Friday, his practice, his training was going to be his NHL this year. You know, that's where he had to learn and understand systems and timing and a lot of things that these kids don't get taught. You know, for the most part they're the best player on the team and they just go with the puck, and then when you don't have the puck, you don't know what to do without it. And that's something that we talked about, is, you know, making sure he's a complete player, and he's such a smart kid, and he's such a good student of the game that, you know, like I said, his upside I think will far exceed the Brayhead Clan in years to come. But we're lucky to have him, you know, and hopefully, God willing, we can still get him out and get him some good quality minutes and get in games where we can put him in good situations, because he is he's been great. He's been great for us, and you know, we just kind of keep kicking on. He'll have a ton of confidence from this game, and we want to make sure that we keep pushing him here.
On to Sheffield tomorrow, a tough game at Ice Sheffield, a sellout as well. Can't get much tougher, can you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that rink's fine, though. I think that rink's going to suit us. It's a little smaller than the arena, and you know, with our numbers and the way we are right now, you know, I don't know what our lineup will look like tomorrow, but I think that arena probably, you know, hopefully will suit us a little bit more than the big ice and the big rink. But either way, they're a hot team. They're a good team. They're well drilled, well coached, and it's going to be another battle. But like you said, we can take a lot of confidence from the way we played tonight and take that tomorrow.
Is the pressure on them to get points, given where they are in the league and how far away they are from Cardiff?
I think at any time there's pressure for different reasons on every coach in this league to turn up points. You know, I think Tomo's, he's an experienced man. He's been there before. He's not a guy that's going to pin his whole season on one game or two games. But, you know, they'll be doing the schedule checks now and standing checks. And, you know, unfortunately we're not in the situation for the first time in a long time where we're worried as much about what's going on around us as we are about our own game. It's a fun way to end it. You know, it's a nerve-wracking game, so we know that they're going to bring their A game, and you know, it's tight at the top. Belfast won again tonight, so it'll be an exciting. It's be exciting right through 1-8. I think it'll be exciting. It's a close league all around, and you know, we want to go in there right now and play spoiler and maybe try to get this, you know, good momentum and keep this good feeling going on. And it doesn't get much tougher than in Sheffield.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks.